Africa requires $3.6 billion in the next 2 years to adequately respond to the funding gap in the fight against malaria. This huge gap has resulted mainly in the recent global economic downturn, a situation identified to be a serious threat to the sustenance of the gains made in malaria control. For this reason, the Rollback Malaria Partnership is urging all partners, especially governments of malaria-endemic countries, donor countries, as well as private industry players, to collectively consider smarter ways to invest additional resources in the fight against the disease. The country director of Johns Hopkins University Center for Communication Programs, Emmanuel Fiagbe, brought these to light at an advocacy forum in Kumasi.
The forum rides on the back of football through the United Against Malaria initiative and coming on the heels of the crucial World Cup encounter between Ghana and Zambia at the Babayara Sports Stadium in Kumasi. According to Mr. Fiagbe, any investment in the fight against malaria is an investment for a healthier and an equitable future of the society. This is because malaria interventions do not only save lives, but also accelerate progress in the health and development goals. They also significantly reduce absenteeism from school, abject poverty, maternal and infant mortality. Mr. Fiagbe lauded the gains made in the fight against malaria in Africa, saying that within the last decade, the prevalence rate has reduced to 33%. The Deputy Ashanti Regional Director of Health in charge of public health, Dr. Joseph Odru, drew the government's attention to the fact that pharmaceutical shops and chemical sellers have increased the price of the Global Fund subsidized ACT anti-malaria drugs from the approved 1 Ghana cedi, 50 pesos, to about 6 Ghana cedis. This, Ms. Odru said, defeats the purpose for the subsidy, which is to make malaria drugs affordable and accessible to everyone as part of measures to control malaria infection. Citations were presented to the president of the Ghana Football Association, the Ghana Black Stars, and the coach for their commitment to the Rollback Malaria Program since 2010.
That was a news desk report.